Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're drilling down into the Western Cape Mobility Department's annual report for 2024-2025.
It's a really interesting one. The department is still relatively new, so this report is a big indicator of their direction.
Exactly. Our mission today is to, you know, extract their core strategies and see what they've actually managed to deliver so far.
Okay, let's unpack this. Before we even get to roads or buses, there's a huge headline figure here.
The clean audit.
The first ever clean audit for the department. That's an unqualified opinion from the Auditor General. I mean, for a new organization, that signals really strong internal controls from day one.
It does. And that financial integrity, that's the absolute bedrock for everything else they want to do. It gives credibility to their whole vision.
Which they define as mobility as a connector of people, goods, and institutions.
Right. It's an ambitious vision, and you can't achieve it without solid governance.
But a vision like that, it needs massive coordination. How does the report show they're tackling that, you know, the usual government friction? Well, they've codified it. It's all about the Provincial Land Transport Framework, or PLTF.
The PLTF, right.
After public consultation, they've made it the structural spine of their whole strategy. It basically mandates that any decision on land use, say, for new housing.
Or an industrial park or something.
Exactly. It now has to legally align with transport planning.
Yeah.
It forces everyone to plan proactively, not reactively.
Okay, so the foundation is solid. The audit proves that. Where did that translate into tangible results for people?
Road safety. That's a huge tangible win right out of the gate.
The festive season operation.
Yes. That large-scale operation led to a really significant 15.24% decrease in road fatalities compared to the last period.
Wow, that's not just a number. Those were lives saved.
A direct, measurable impact.
And it seems they're also trying to link mobility directly to jobs. I saw the notes on the Getting You to Work initiative.
The Job Seeker Travel Voucher Program, yes. They've been very strategic here. They specifically targeted the business process outsourcing industry, the BPO sector, which is a huge source of entry-level jobs.
Right. So they're getting employers on board to help people just get to the interview.
Exactly. It's about removing that first barrier. And it's not just about cars and buses. They also distributed, I think it was 385 bicycles to community groups and schools.
Okay. So big wins on overall safety. But the report doesn't shy away from the weaknesses, does it? There's a glaring challenge in their own data.
There is. Pedestrian fatalities. It's still the largest single contributor to road crashes. We're talking more than 50%.
More than half.
Which is why their future focus is shifting towards much stricter deterrence.
And this is where it gets really interesting. They're proposing a major regulatory shakeup.
They are. They're looking to introduce impoundment legislation.
So not just a fine anymore.
No. This is a move from just issuing a ticket to outright asset seizure for serious violations. They shared the proposal with the public transport sector back in March. It's a serious deterrent.
And while they're getting tougher on the roads, they're also looking at mass transit.
Yes. Strengthening collaboration with PRISA and the City of Cape Town. The goal is to really cement passenger rail as the backbone of public transport.
The cornerstone. Yeah.
Right. With taxis and buses playing clear, complementary roles, not competing ones.
So what does this all mean? When you step back, this report shows a department doing two things at once and doing them well.
Duality, yeah.
You've got strong internal governance, the clean audit matched with these very proactive external interventions like the fatality reduction.
And now this move toward aggressive regulation. Mm. They're building a much more robust controlled environment for mobility.
Which brings us to the final thought. With this powerful drive towards new regulation, especially that proposed impoundment law, you have to ask yourself how that shift from just writing tickets to potentially taking a vehicle might fundamentally change your own daily travel experience in the Western Cape. That's definitely something to think about.